So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a story to tell. Get ready and take a seat, it's story time. It's story time. It's story time.
Good morning, boys and girls, and welcome back to Children's Storytime. I'm your host, Danny. Are you all ready to read today? Well, all our books today don't have too much in common, other than that my family and I really enjoy them, and I thought you would too. So we're going to start. Our very first book is called Mrs. McNosh Hangs Up Her Wash by Sarah Weeks. Each Monday at dawn, Mrs. Nellie McNosh brings out a barrel and does a big wash. It takes her all morning, and when the sun's high, she hangs what she's washed on the clothesline to dry. She hangs up the dresses, she hangs up the shirts, she hangs up the underwear, nightgowns, and skirts. She hangs up the stockings, she hangs up the shoes, she wrings out the paper and hangs up the news. She hangs up the dog and his dish and his bone, she gets a wrong number and hangs up the phone. She hangs up a hat and an old wedding gown and two sleepy bats, which she hangs upside down. She hangs up a lamp and a large Christmas wreath and Grandpa McNosh's removable teeth. She hangs up a kite by the tip of its tail. The postman arrives and she hangs up the mail. She hangs till she's hung every last thing in sight, including the turkey she's roasting that night. Each Monday by dusk, Mrs. Nellie McNosh has finally hung the last of her wash. She takes off her apron and lets down her hair. Then she hangs herself up in a comfortable chair. The end. Our next book is called Feathers for Lunch by Lois Enlert. Uh-oh, door's left open, just a crack. My cat is out and he won't come back. He's looking for lunch, something new, a spicy treat for today's menu. His food in a can is tame and mild, so he's gone out for something wild. He's snooping and sneaking, those birds sure look good. If he could catch one, he'd eat it, he would. But when his bell jingles, birds call a loud warning. Big Cat got out early this morning. But cats can't fly, and they can't soar. And birds know what their wings are for. So he keeps prowling, hoping to munch. But all he catches are feathers for lunch. And this book is actually really cool because it shows you all the names and some facts about the birds in this story. Pretty cool. Next, we are going to read Froggy Gets Dressed. It was cold. Froggy woke up and looked out the window. "Snow, snow," he sang. "I want to play in the snow." "Go back to sleep, Froggy," said his mother. "Don't you know? Frogs are supposed to sleep all winter. Wake up when the snow melts." "No, no," cried Froggy. "I'm awake, awake. I want to go out and play in the snow." So Froggy put on his socks, zup, pulled on his boot, zup, pulled on his hat, zat, tied up his skirt, zwit, tugged on his mitten, zoom, and flopped outside into the snow, flop, flop, flop. "Froggy," called his mother. "What?" yelled Froggy. "Did you forget to put something on?" Froggy looked down. "Oops," he cried. "I forgot to put on my pants." He flopped back inside, flop, 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 tugged off his mittens, untied his scarf, took off his hat, pulled off his boots. He left his socks on and slipped his pants on. Zip. Then he pulled on his boots, put on his hat, tied on his scarf, tugged on his mittens, and flopped back outside into the snow. Flop, flop, flop. Froggy, called his mother. What? Yelled Froggy. Did you forget to put something on? Froggy looked down. Oops, he cried. I forgot to put on my shirt. And your coat, added his mother. He flopped back inside, flop, flop, flop. Tugged off his mittens, untied his scarf, took off his hat. He left his pants, boots, and socks on, and buttoned his shirt, zut, zut, zut. Then he snapped on his coat, put on his hat, tied on his scarf, tugged on his mittens, and flopped back outside into the snow. Flop, flop, flop. Froggy, called his mother. What? Yelled Froggy. Did you forget to put something on? Froggy looked down. He had on his mittens. He had on his scarf. He had on his coat. He had on his shirt. He had on his pants. He had on his boots. He had on his socks. He reached up. Yep, he had on his hat. What could be missing? Your underwear, his mother laughed. Oops, cried Froggy, looking more red in the face than green. He flopped back inside, flop, flop, flop. Tugged off his mittens, untied his scarf, unsnapped his coat, unbuttoned his shirt, unzipped his pants, pulled off his boots, took off his socks. He left his hat on and slipped his long johns on with a zap of elastic. Then he put on one sock, zoop, pulled on one boot, zup, tugged on one mitten, zoom, started to tug on the other and let it drop, and said, I'm too tired, and went back to sleep. Good night, Froggy. This next book is called My No, No, No Day by Rebecca Patterson. You guys ever have a bad day? That's what this book is about. Yesterday, I woke up and Bob was crawling around my room, licking my jewelry. Bob is her little baby brother. Get out of my room, I shouted. And that was the start of my no, no, no day. Then I came downstairs and I saw that egg. I cried and cried and said, I can't eat that. And Mommy said, you could eat it last week. Look at Bob eating his mashed banana. After the terrible egg, I didn't like my shoes either. So I took them off all by myself, shouting, no shoes! And then we had to go shopping. And Mommy said, please stop wriggling, Bella. But I couldn't stop wriggling, and in the end I shouted, get me out! She didn't want to sit in the shopping cart. Mommy said, you will give Bob an earache, and you are giving me a headache. And Bob poked me and said, ear. At lunchtime, Sasha and her mommy came to play and to have some peanut butter and grapes and a cookie. But my cookie broke. Then I couldn't play nicely, and I kept saying, no, you can't be princesses. And in the end, Sasha and her mommy went home. In the afternoon, it was my ballet lesson. I said, ballet is too itchy. But I was very loud, and Mrs. Clark stopped playing the piano, and Miss Louise said, dear, oh dear, perhaps you should sit in the corner then. On the way home, we met the lady who lives next door, and she said that Bob was the sweetest thing she'd seen all day. And then she said, and how is Bella? I was a long way behind, so I had to shout, I have a hurting foot. And Mommy said, could I please keep my voice down, and could I please stop laying on the sidewalk? But then it was time for supper and my bath. But those peas were too hot, and our bath was too cold, and I was too wet, and my toothpaste was too minty. After that, I rolled and rolled and said, no bed, no, 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 no bed, no, no. And Mommy said, well, I think someone needs to go to bed. But I rolled all over my room, and then I rolled into Bob's room, and I said, bed is for babies. And then I yawned a little yawn. Then I crawled into my room, and Mommy said, who wants a story? And I said, nobody. But she came into my room anyway, and we cuddled up and had my best story about fairies and cake. Yawn. I yawned again, and I said very quietly, "Today was a very bad day, Mommy. Sorry." And she kissed me goodnight and said, "I know, we all have those days sometimes, but perhaps you'll be more cheerful tomorrow." And I was cheerful all day long. The end. Now this is a sing and read storybook, and I'm sure you've all heard of this one before. It's Who Took the Cookie from the Cookie Jar? Did you?
No.
Who took the cookie from the cookie jar? Emma took the cookie from the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you. Couldn't be. Then who? Ew. Michael took the cookie from the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you. Couldn't be. Then who? Olivia took the cookie from the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you. Couldn't be. Then who? Ethan took the cookie from the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you. Couldn't be. Then who?
There's a cookie on the tower.
Isabel took the cookie from the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you. Couldn't be. Then who? Aiden took the cookie from the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you. Couldn't be. Then who? Hannah took the cookie from the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you. Couldn't be. Then who? Jacob took the cookie from the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you. Couldn't be. Then who? Samantha took the cookie from the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you. Couldn't be. Then who? Andrew took the cookie from the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you. Couldn't be. Then who? Julie took the cookie from the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you. Couldn't be. Then who? Matthew took the cookie from the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you. Couldn't be. Then who? Joshua took the cookie from the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you. Couldn't be. Then who? Oh, no. Spunky took the cookie from the cookie jar. What's Spunky? What is he? He's a little mouse in a cage. He's the one that took all the cookies and has been nibbling them all up. This next book is Good Morning Farm, and it's a Fisher-Price Little People book, and this has been all three of my kids' favorite book at one point. It's morning on the farm. All is quiet in the barn. The pig is asleep, and so is the sheep. Until the chicken sounds the alarm. Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Mouse.
Really, that would be a rooster setting the alarm. The horse wakes up with a neigh.
Mouse.
He munches a breakfast of...
hay.
Hay. The cow says...
moo.
There are chores to do. Oh, what a busy day. When our work is done, it's time for fun. And now, girls and boys, it's song time. It's song time. It's song time. The songs on today's show come from the best of the Lori Berkner Band.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. Another rocket ship run. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. Another rocket ship run.
Take me to the sun. Take me to the sun. When I get there, I'll be spinning through the air, spinning round the sun.
Five, four, three, two, one, blast off. Another rocket ship run. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. Another rocket ship run.
To the moon. Take me to the moon. run. Take me to the stars. Take me to the stars. When I get there, I'll go jumping through the air, jumping from star to star.
Two, one, blast off, another rocket ship run.
Take me to the earth. Leave me on the ground. When I get there, I'll be home. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
blast off, another rocket ship run.
All right. True, true, true.
Victor Vito and Freddy Vasco ate a burrito with Tabasco. They put it on their rice, they put it on their beans, on their rutabagas and on their collard greens. Hey Victor!
Hey Victor!
Hey Freddy!
Hey Freddy!
Let's eat some!
Let's eat some!
Spaghetti!
Spaghetti!
Hey Victor!
Hey Victor!
I'm ready!
I'm ready!
To eat some spaghetti with Freddy! Victor Vito and Freddy Vasco moved from El Cerrito all the way to Alaska. Oh, they ate their rice, they ate their beans, they ate their rutabagas, and they ate their collard greens. Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Freddy!
Hey, Freddy!
Let's eat some!
Let's eat some!
Spaghetti!
Spaghetti!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
I'm ready!
I'm ready!
To eat some spaghetti with Freddy! Vito and Freddy Vasco, they like to eat slow, they never eat fast. Oh, they ate their rice, they ate their beans, they ate their rutabagas, and they ate their collard greens. Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Freddy!
Hey, Freddy!
Let's eat some!
Let's eat some!
Spaghetti!
Spaghetti!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
I'm ready!
I'm ready!
To eat some spaghetti with Freddy! Victor Vito and Freddy Vasco, they like to eat fast, they never eat slow. Well, they ate their rice, they ate their beans, they ate their rutabagas, and they ate their collard greens. Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Freddy!
Hey, Freddy!
Let's eat some!
Let's eat some!
Spaghetti!
Spaghetti!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
I'm ready!
I'm ready!
To eat some spaghetti with Freddy! Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Freddy!
Hey, Freddy!
Let's eat some!
Let's eat some!
Spaghetti!
Spaghetti!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
I'm ready!
I'm ready!
To eat some spaghetti with you!
Stop and take a rest over in our nest. are the dinosaurs marching, marching. We are the dinosaurs. What do you think of that? We are the dinosaurs marching, marching. We are the dinosaurs. We make the earth flat. We make the earth flat. And then we roar. Cause we are the dinosaurs.
I'm gonna catch you, you better run. I'm gonna catch you, here I come. So I jumped into Monday, and I had an ice cream sundae.
Yummy, yummy.
But then I turned around, and I heard a sound. It said, I'm gonna catch you, you better run. I'm gonna catch you, here I come. So I jumped into Tuesday, had myself a snooze day.
Oh, where's my teddy bear?
Then I turned around. Heard a sound. It said, I'm gonna catch you, you better run. I'm gonna catch you, here I come. So I jumped into Wednesday, had a make new friends day.
Hi there, how are you?
Hi, what's
your name?
So happy to meet you.
What up?
But then I turned around and I heard a sound. It said, I'm gonna catch you, you better run. I'm gonna catch you, here I come. So I jumped into Thursday, had myself a nurse day.
Say ah.
Ah.
Say ah, ah.
Ah, ah.
Say ah, ah, ah.
Ah, ah, ah.
Say ah.
But then I turned around and I heard a sound. It said, I'm gonna catch you, you better run. I'm gonna catch you, here I come. I jumped into Friday, had myself a shy day.
Ryan, get up on that stage.
Oh, geez, she's so embarrassing.
Come on.
Oh, you first.
We're all friends. Come on.
But then I turned around and I heard a sound. It said, I'm gonna catch you, you better run. I'm gonna catch you, here I come. So I jumped into Saturday and I had a baseball batter day.
Comes the windup and the pitch. She swings and crack.
But then I turned around and I heard a sound. It said, I'm gonna catch you, you better run. I'm gonna catch you, here I come. So I jumped into Sunday. I had a super fun day. But then I turned around and I heard a sound. It said, I'm gonna catch you, you better run. I'm gonna catch you, here I come. I'm gonna catch you, you better run. I'm gonna catch you, here I come. I'm gonna catch you, you better run. I'm gonna catch you, here I come. I'm gonna catch you, you better run. I'm gonna catch you, here I come. I'm gonna catch you, you better run. I'm gonna catch you, here I come. I gotcha!
Oh, I know a chicken.
I know a chicken.
And she laid an egg.
And she laid.
gone fast. Oh, shake those eggs.
Is the very end of our show. I hope you enjoyed these books that we read today. Be sure to check out your own local library to look for lots of books and music CDs, and be sure to join us again next week, same time, same place, right here on Children's Storytime. Bye-bye!
So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a lot more stories to tell. Let's get together real soon at story time. At story